Welcome, teachers. Learners Leading Learning empowers students to take an active role in their own education, fostering a more engaging and effective learning environment. This audiobook will explore the concept of learners leading learning and provide you with an understanding of how it benefits students and teachers, how to assess and evaluate students' learning in a learners leading learning classroom, and leveraging technology to support learners leading learning. Chapter 1, Understanding Learners Leading Learning, Learner-Led Learning, also known as Student-Centered Learning or Inquiry-Based Learning, is an educational approach that places students at the center of their own learning journey. It emphasizes active participation, critical thinking, and problem-solving, empowering students to take ownership of their education. The benefits of learner-led learning are increased engagement. Students are more likely to be engaged and motivated when they have a sense of agency and control over their learning. Improved critical thinking. Learner-led learning fosters critical thinking skills as students analyze information, solve problems, and make decisions. Enhanced problem solving. Students develop strong problem solving skills by tackling real-world challenges and finding creative solutions. Better retention of knowledge. When students actively participate in their learning, they are more likely to retain information and apply it to new situations. Development of lifelong learners. Learner-led learning helps students develop the skills and attitudes necessary to become lifelong learners. By understanding the benefits, creating a supportive classroom culture, which we will look at in Section 2, teachers can successfully implement learner-led learning and empower their students to become active and engaged learners. Chapter 2, Assessment and Evaluation for Learners Leading Learning. This chapter will address how to assess and evaluate student learning in a learners leading learning classroom. Authentic assessment strategies measure students' ability to apply their knowledge and skills in real-world contexts. They go beyond traditional tests and quizzes to assess higher-order thinking skills. Examples of authentic assessment strategies are portfolios, collections of student work that demonstrate growth and progress over time. Performance tasks, tasks that require students to apply their knowledge and skills to solve a problem or create a product. Projects, long-term projects that allow students to investigate a topic in depth and demonstrate their understanding. Observations, observations of students' behavior and interactions in the classroom. Self-assessments, students' reflections on their own learning and progress. Self-assessment and peer assessment empower students to take ownership of their learning and provide valuable feedback. Providing meaningful feedback is essential for student growth and development. Feedback should be specific, timely, and constructive, offering suggestions for improvement and encouraging students to reflect and make changes to their work. By incorporating authentic assessment strategies, self-assessment, peer assessment, and meaningful feedback into your classroom, you can effectively assess student learning and promote growth and development. Chapter 3, Leveraging Technology to Support Learners Leading Learning. Technology can play a powerful role in supporting learners leading learning. In this chapter, we will explore this, however, in our CLPL on effective digital learning, we will explore in more detail how technology can foster creativity and critical thinking for our learners to fully engage in leading their own learning journey. Technology can be a powerful tool for fostering collaboration and communication among students. There are many digital tools available that can be used to support learner-led learning, such as Google Classroom, Padlet, Zoom, and Microsoft Teams. In addition, there are many online resources and platforms available that can support learner-led learning. These resources can provide students with access to information, tools, and opportunities for exploration. These include Khan Academy, TED Talks, National Geographic Kids, and Code.org. When integrating technology into the curriculum, it is important to consider the learning objectives and the needs of your students. Technology should be used to enhance learning, not to replace it. By leveraging technology effectively, teachers can create more engaging and interactive learning experiences for their students, providing opportunities for student-centered learning. Remember, You can delve into this area in more detail in our Effective Digital Learning micro course. I hope this audiobook equips you with the knowledge and inspiration to embark on your learner's leading learning journey. Section 2 will outline some practical strategies to put learners' leading learning into action.